Here on Mornings on the Mom, Vince Collin is with Mary Walter.
And joining us to sort this all out for us is Mark Krikorian, who's a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, and he serves as the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So who better to speak to about this big mess? Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
All right, let's cut through all of the mess and all of the noise about what President Trump had to say about Haiti and San Salvador, and let's get to the guts of this immigration bill. What has been floated so far? What is on the table as of right now?
Well, what all the talk is about is not even a bill yet. It's a deal that the Gang of Six in the Senate, basically the same people who brought you the Gang of Eight, have agreed to and went to brief the president on. And it's almost as though they came up with a proposal that was intended to insult the Republicans and the president. It would amnesty not just the DACA people, the ones who got work permits. It would amnesty all the other dreamers, so-called, people who could have gotten DACA but never applied for it. So it's much larger. It actually would amnesty their parents by giving them renewable work permits. You know, the whole point of this DACA and Dreamer thing was that they're adults now, but they came when they were minors and therefore shouldn't be held legally responsible for their actions. But their parents weren't minors. In addition, it does nothing really meaningful to get rid of chain migration and the visa lottery, and it throws some crumbs at the border and border spending. So it fails to address any of the important points that the administration and the Republicans are shooting for. And an important point is there's an actual bill actually introduced in the House by committee chairmen, important leadership figures, led by Congressman Goodlatte, that actually is very good. And that's more likely to be the real vehicle that we see at least debated and moved forward, as opposed to this thing with the Gang of Six is really more just a kind of a PR stunt, in my opinion.
So this Gang of Six bill, was this intended to sort of preempt anybody else's plan, this group of senators rushing to the White House to show the president what they had?
That's my sense, because there's a different group in the Senate that's less, maximalist on immigration. They haven't actually finally put something together yet. So, yeah, I think this was an attempt to sort of be the first mover, as they say.
Let me ask you, though, about why we're even discussing DACA. Why are Republicans taking the bait on this? Why are Republicans bringing up DACA? Why don't we just let that expire? And if Republicans don't get what they want, DACA doesn't happen. Plain and simple. They don't have to deal with this.
Well, I mean, they don't have to. And the people who had DACA whose work permits are expiring, and they're expiring in early March. That's why there's a sort of a perceived deadline. There's a case to make for giving the DACAs a real amnesty instead of the illegal one that Obama gave them, but only if it's part of a package that will limit the fallout, that will limit the damage from that amnesty. And that's what these other provisions, like ending chain migration, what have you, are about. So I think it's a debate worth having, but you're right that there should be no sense of being forced or required to agree to anything that Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham come up with.
Well, this group of lawmakers were the match that lit the fire yesterday, because in their conversations with the president, they suggested that they would reroute some of these diversity visa lotteries to people who were here under temporary protected status in the United States up until recently, to include from places like Haiti and El Salvador. The president, of course, responding now in those infamous remarks, why are we having all these people from crap hole countries coming here? And of course, I'm censoring that. What do you make sort of that statement and the underlying premise that we should decide that some countries are better than others when they send their immigrants?
Well, I mean, you know, we're not going to have a country-based immigration system. We got rid of some of that in the 60s, but we still have a lot of national origins-based elements in our immigration system, which is why the Tom Cotton's proposal that the president has embraced to move toward a merit-based immigration system for the employment-based visas is really the way to go, because they're not, it's not asking you what country you're coming from. It would be asking you, you know, what's your education, skills, age range, that sort of thing, and you get a point total. And if you make the threshold, they pick, you know, you would be in the pool to be picked from, and it doesn't matter what country you come from.
Mm-hmm. So a genuinely colorblind immigration system.
Exactly, exactly, which is not really what we have even now.
If it's genuinely colorblind, why are the Democrats against it?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think that answers itself in some degree. You know, it's interesting that the various pieces of the immigration system that the Republicans are trying to reform each has its own, ironically, ethnic constituency group. For instance, the big family
yep.
chain migration category. It's for brothers and sisters of U.S. citizens. Well, the Asian activist groups have adopted that as their pet immigration plan because there's a lot of people from the Philippines and elsewhere in those waiting lists.
Mark,
yep.
We have almost no time, but I want to share with you what the White House said to us yesterday. Listen to this comment.
Well, I think Democrats have a whole host of priorities on immigration reform. They want to see legal status for other individuals who come into this country illegally. And that's something the president is willing to talk about and I think willing to discuss. But I think the first thing is first is that we now have a universe of issues where there is some agreement that this is sort of the ground for an initial debate and initial discussion. If we're able to get a bill together with this, it will provide good faith for further negotiations.
So the president open to talking about other amnesties in the future, the White House is saying. I was stunned by that.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I think I am too, but there's all kinds of things we have to fix first.
Yep.
The reason we're dealing with DACA is that they're a sympathetic and unique subgroup of illegal immigrants. They're unlike any other group of illegals, and so it makes sense to package them into some of the steps we need to take.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Unfortunately, out of time this morning. We'll chat with you again soon. Busy issue here.